It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Presumed Republican vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan wrapped up a two-day campaign swing through Colorado, holding his only public event in Lakewood today. KUNC's Kirk Sigler was at the Lakewood High School gym where Ryan spoke. And Kirk, what kind of a reception did he get?
Well, Nathan, a very warm one. There was a lot of standing ovations, a very boisterous crowd. You could see his reputation as well as an eloquent speaker on full display. I mean, he was speaking without a teleprompter. He didn't delve too deeply into his controversial budget plan either. In fact, he barely even mentioned the budget plan, which I found interesting, and essentially kept his attacks square on President Obama.
And without a doubt, President Obama inherited a difficult situation. Here's the problem. He made it worse.
Ryan stuck mostly to his talking points about the budget and, of course, President Obama's handling of the economy, but he also veered into energy, an important issue in a battleground state like Colorado.
Right, it is, and especially of importance in that room. He called for an all-of-the-above strategy, noting that Colorado is rich in oil and gas, coal, but also wind and solar. But he said President Obama is trying to stifle domestic energy production, in particular oil and gas development on federal public lands.
He has 10 different agencies and 4 executive offices regulating hydraulic fracturing. We think Coloradans know how to take care of this themselves. We want you to be in charge.
Ryan alluding there to Colorado's public disclosure rule for hydraulic fracturing. Now, Ryan didn't talk about the wind power production tax credit. Interestingly, Democrats held a presser nearby the high school after he spoke, which featured a wind power company executive highlighting the fact that Mitt Romney and the campaign doesn't support extending that wind power production tax credit of particular interest in a week where we, of course, heard about layoffs being announced at Vestas Wind Systems plant down in Pueblo.
Following the speech on Twitter and, of course, hearing from you, there was a lot of enthusiasm for Ryan, perhaps even more than Mitt Romney. But how do you think he'll play with swing voters, independents, in a place like Jefferson County where he spoke?
I put this question to a woman named Paula Rutan, who I met after the speech. She was hanging out, hoping to catch a glimpse of Paul Ryan. She, for one, was enthused to see Ryan on the ticket and certainly didn't think his addition was going to hurt Republicans' chances.
It really pumped me up. I have to say, it pumped me up. I'm okay with Mitt, but I am really on board with Mr. Ryan.
And, of course, Paul Ryan goes from here to Nevada. Kirk, thank you very much.
Glad to do it, Nathan.
That was KUNC's Kirk Sigler reporting on Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan's rally in Lakewood this afternoon.